So today we are going to talk about modernism. Modernism, the word was found by Ezra Pound, which meant make it new. Modernism refers to the radical shift in aesthetic and cultural sensibilities evident in the art and literature of early 20th century, especially after the First World War. It marks a distinctive break with the Victorian modernity. Modernist authors presented a pessimistic nature of culture in disarray. This despair often results in apathy and moral relativism. Modernism was the period approximately between 1890 and 1950. The development of modern individualized societies marked one of the key features of modernism. There was a rapid growth of cities and the horrors of the World War. Gender, class, and race struggles can also be seen in modernist writing and modernism. So these are some of the features that has actually helped in the outbreak, or we'll say in the coming of modernism. So this modernist period was actually marked by a loss of faith in God, government, and human goodness. So people don't believe in God anymore. They were like doubtful towards what is God doing. There was this world war, and why didn't God prohibit or stop all these horrors and violence? So there was a doubt towards God and religion. And people was also not interested in the government and government techniques, because their ego, people in power, their ego was satisfied by having war, and common people, normal people, lost their lives in this war. And innate human values, these values were lost, or we'll say that these values have lost their meaning when this war took place. The movement away from the organized religion resulted in a greater focus on individual. Individuals were given more importance, or greater focus was on the individual. And this happened after the First World War. The mode of depression can be seen and is reflected in the writings of modernist literature. You see fracture and dissociation and shattering of people's consciousness when it comes to modernism. Some of the modernist authors included James Joyce, William Faulkner, Joseph Conrad, and Virginia Woolf. Some of the modernist poets included T.S. Eliot, Ezra Pound, W.H. Auden, Robert Frost, etc. The main characteristics of modern literature include, in modernist literature, we see that there is a radical disruption of the linear flow of narrative. Narrative was not continuous. You'll see that sometimes there will be flashbacks, sometimes you'll have visions, you'll use stream of consciousness technique, etc. And the narrative was not linear. Modernists explored individual consciousness rather than narrative. So the focus was now on individual consciousness. Individuals were given importance. What they were thinking was given importance. And the focus was introspective, which means that you are looking inward. You're not looking outside what is happening. You are looking inside yourself. You are self-analyzing when it comes to modernist literature. There was a focus on the individual and his alienation, confusion. That is, when it comes to alienation, it says about his loneliness, his isolation, and there was total confusion, which was reflected in this kind of writing. Modernists had an interest in the rhyme and fragments of everyday languages. So they used normal colloquial languages in between the literature. It was different from the pompous style of language which was used earlier. And modernists used heavy symbolism and setting. You see, symbolism was there, and stream of consciousness technique, which means that what is happening inside your mind was also being written in modernist writing.